Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood with my favorite colleague, Coach Sharon Shrieky, and we're here at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we produce our Body Confidence LOA style once a week, and we receive lots of requests of what we should talk about. And before we go into that, Sharon, will you tell people what you're up to?
Sure.
There's a lot of background noise, Sharon, so I don't
I'm sorry.
People to be hear you.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, what I am up to is doing my very best to help everybody have body confidence. And through this radio show, I'm really finding great feedback that people are really getting in touch with what they feel and how what to do about it. And so I really am excited about this podcast. And, you know, I do a lot of relationship coaching. That's really my specialty. And I really love what I do. And so if anybody out there really wants to contact me or have a little bit of a sample of what coaching is all about, Stephanie and I both offer a little sample of coaching. We can offer that to our listeners out there. And if anybody's interested, they can contact me or Stephanie. My email happens to be sharonshrieky@gmail.com. That's sharonshrieky@gmail.com. And we definitely welcome all your letters. And we really, both of us, we really love what we do. Stephanie, tell them what you do, because it's really good stuff.
So, as again, Sharon and I are partners in this body confidence quest for you to acknowledge your body knowledge so that you can have better body confidence to show your talents to the world and be confident. And you can reach me at bodyawe, bodyawe.com, or you can reach me by phone, a toll-free 866-76-COACH, COACH. And both of us offer complimentary sessions. You can email us about what's going on with you. We'll give you 20 minutes of our time, and we'll move on from there. So Sharon, I shared this with you this week. This wonderful woman, she said, I've been running my own business for a long time. I had a baby 6 weeks ago, and now I'm about 10 pounds heavier than what is normal for me. The struggle is, with caring for a new baby, I can feel my body asking me, can we be lighter? Because the extra weight is zapping me of my confidence and self-worth. How do I navigate through this challenge? So when I just read that, what resonated for you that you would coach on first?
So what shouted to me is that her thought process. So I think that, you know, with every coaching session, the questions and you feel it. And so when I just heard is what I was feeling when I was listening to you was, she is in the mode of, what's more value right this moment is my, how I look than what I just experienced. Sometimes like we can just be so focused on what we look like on the outside that we're not really realizing that it is a process to healing and, you know, the beauty of creating a life and all that comes with it in the package. And so I would just ask more on that for awareness on her part, more awareness. And what about you?
Well, I would start with some coaching questions. I would say, ask her, what makes it so important to feel lighter?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Like where is that idea coming from? Where is the feeling coming from? Where does it, you know, where do we feel it? And I think you're right. Yeah. It's really awareness. I think
well,
that
I would get more to it because she's really in a struggle here, Sharon, as I'm seeing it, because you know, she just had a baby, she has a business. I'm sure within her business she has to go out into the world and showcase her work and showcase and be comfortable in her body. So I'm feeling that she's uncomfortable in her body. So I would ask her, how would you feel more comfortable in your body?
Great. Love that. I love that.
So can we just role play here? I can be the client, or you can be the coach, or vice versa.
No, you be the coach, because I think you have a good grasp on that. And I think that I could be the client today because I have a little bit of an understanding. I went through those experiences, you know, I have 4 times I went through that and once with twins. And so there is a feeling of not being in touch, not, you know, your body being out of control, not really yours, you know, like you get out of that birth and you're like, oh, who am I? You know, this change and that change. And so I could really relate.
Okay.
So let's do this role play.
Okay. This would be fun. Sharon, I hear that you're uncomfortable with your body right now and you really want her to be lighter. And I really applaud you in understanding that your body has a voice. I mean, she's speaking to you. She's just gone through a birth, for God's sake. And how can you be more empathetic?
How can I be more empathetic?
You don't sound like you want to answer that question.
That's a rough one. Because
I don't want to be empathetic. I'm uncomfortable in my body. Why would I want to be empathetic?
Is not where I want to
leave
be.
Me alone.
It's like, you know what it is at that point? You feel like your body betrayed you.
She hears you. Be careful.
Right, exactly. And that's
but she just gave you a beautiful baby.
Right. So
what's
you flip
with you?
So the thing that happens, and I'm going to tell you because I definitely related.
Okay,
at the
so
time.
How could you be more empathetic?
I mean,
on the spot.
You could focus on what you have instead of not what you don't have.
Okay, so to answer my question, how would you be more empathetic?
I could. I could. Wow, that's a very rough question.
You're
how
avoiding
can I be more
me. You're avoiding
and I'm a very, me. And I'm a super empathetic person.
I know you are. That's why I thought I'd use that word, because you understand it.
Yeah. How could I be more empathetic? So, if I was to have a baby and I was getting all upset because my body wasn't where I wanted to be, how could I be more empathetic? I could. I could do self-talk and I could say, hey, you know, you just had a baby. This
no,
beautiful
that
baby.
Doesn't sound like it's going to work.
No, it doesn't. No, no, no.
Okay,
no.
So forget that bullshit.
I need some help here.
Excuse my language for those.
Yeah.
I hope we have adult audience.
I think so.
No.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So either for you. I mean, I can hear the stress in your voice. I can hear that your body is going through a certain phase. Now, if one of your children was going through a phase where she or he was totally uncomfortable, how would you guide them?
Okay, so I like I said, so I would turn on my empathetic hat and understand them and let them express.
I know, but they're fighting you tooth and nail. No,
right. So, you know, we go through this when, let's say, kids become teenagers and they have to, you know, they want to become more autonomous. And so they say, you know, they'll say, I'm not going there. I'm not doing that. And so you have to really, you know, get them aware of what they're doing. So that would be like getting them aware.
Okay, how do you do this getting them aware thing?
So, yeah, I mean, asking the right questions, like what is this all about? And what do you feel? And where did you get this idea?
Okay, they're screaming and crying in front of you. And you're asking all these coach-like questions.
Screaming and crying in front of is like, that is a big, huge trap to even open a mouth. So that's what happens. It's like, you know, when people are stressed, that is definitely not the time to talk because...
Okay, so do you just walk out of the room?
That would be more the time to nod your head and say, I hear you. I got you.
You're so funny.
That would be a good time to repeat what they said so they understand that you got them.
I know, but they're still in. So now, if we go back to our wonderful client who sent us this question, is how does she make friends with her body and accept her for where she's at? You just really hit it on the noggin, Sharon, because just by putting it in the context of you and one of your children, is that you kind of just leave them alone.
Yeah.
There's no judgment. There's no questions.
Yeah. And there's no fixing. There's no fixing.
Oh, really. The no fixing thing.
No fixing it. I mean, it's, you know.
Stop that. I know people, we as human beings, we love to fix things.
Right, right.
Make the problem go away, solve the problem, we're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with that client, okay, so now you moved away from her.
Yeah.
Now you're asking her to like kind of move away from her body a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that's in a way you said that. So
I think what I said was like that there are times when somebody is in stress or hysterical or
but you just hit it on the noggin again. It's like they want to fix it. Okay, I feel heavy. I want to be lighter like by tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Right. Right, exactly.
So, and how do we do that? So, but a coach doesn't do that.
Right. So a coach just allows that person to be with that person during their feelings, with their feelings, and supports them. And then when they're ready, when they when they express and they feel heard, the stress level goes down through the conversation. And then the beauty is a shift happens and they're able to come up with ideas that work for them. Whatever it is that pops in their mind, either loving themselves in a different way or accepting the situation, or let's say starting a workout routine, whatever it is that they come up with, that is what happens through this safe conversation, right?
Now, can I do a body knowledge system that I've created? Can I do an exercise with you? Because
this
woman was really focused on dieting.
Okay. Yes. Let's do
it. And that is stressful in and of itself.
Right.
If you tell me I can't have pasta tonight, guess what I'm thinking about?
I know what finger is standing up there.
That's what I'm thinking about all day long. It's like a child. You say, don't do that. What do they do?
Right, right. They want it even more.
Me too.
Right, exactly. So
don't tell me not to do something. I'll kill you.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
You know, yeah. So let's apply the body.
Okay, so here's the thing. And I have this system where we throw out the word diet because we know words in law of attraction. If you use a word that doesn't give you energy,
it's
not going to work.
Yeah.
So
it has the word die in it. It has the word die in it.
Yeah, die in. Okay. I'm going to give you some different foods, and I want you to tell me how they feel in your tummy.
Okay,
here we go. An apple.
Fresh.
But how does it feel in your tummy?
In my tummy, it feels good. It feels healthy. I when I eat an apple, I feel good inside. I feel energy. I'm not full, but I'm okay with it.
Okay. How about some eggplant parmesan?
So eggplant parmesan is just, yeah, it's like that. That would be like my tummy, my senses, I think, are more interested in eggplant parmesan than my tummies. I think that just I can smell it. That's something, that's an enjoy, a pleasure.
But how does it feel in your body, in your tummy? How does it digest?
And I happen to have like a dairy, I get like a cold, I get congested from dairy.
There,
so I don't
go.
Know if that would be such a great idea for me. Yeah.
Even though your senses, like you just described, was like, oh my God, yes, yeah. Bring it on.
I love it.
But you know your tummy in about a half hour is going to be... What?
Yeah, I get like congested from dairy. It's terrible. I can't breathe. Yeah, so that wouldn't be good for me.
Okay, how about just a Mediterranean kind of salad with lettuce and tomato?
Love,
little
love.
Onion, olives.
Yeah, love that. I love that.
Okay,
that
feels tell great. Me, how does it feel in your tummy?
For me, that feels great. I love it. I could eat a salad and I feel like amazing. I love salad.
Now notice, my primary goal here with the Body Knowledge System is, and thank you for playing that game with me, is it's, you will feel lighter. I'm not going to say lose weight or diet. You're going to feel lighter when you are more cognizant of how the foods feel in your tummy, because then your tummy is going to be able to digest and all that kind of stuff, and you'll just be lighter automatically.
Ah, so I see what you're doing. So
what am I doing? Okay.
I see what you're
Thank
doing.
Thank you for the compliment.
So, yeah, I'm going to tell you because I noticed that the technique is through awareness of how you feel, you're able to make choices. So if somebody tells you, you can't eat this and you can't eat that.
Oh my God.
Like, oh my
Goodbye.
God, there's no way. But then if you stop and you talk about the feeling that each food gives you and what it feels like in your body, then you're able to like make, it's like step by step making a choice that is going to have a good effect, a good effect on your body. You're actually walking through the foods that there maybe that they might crave so that they can express how they feel without just blindly going for that food. Like you're bringing awareness to it so that they don't just become, what do you mean? You know how like sometimes we'll eat mindlessly. So it sounds like what you do through this system is give them some awareness of the food so that they can make choices that they want, that they really want, and not just medicate. Sometimes I think we just feel something, an emotion, and we want a certain food because that's going to sort of medicate us, make us feel like, happy, or bring us back to a time that we felt, like a little kid or whatever it was. And so sounds like in this method, it brings you down, gives you awareness of the foods and what they feel like. And now I could say, hey, you know what? Even though I might crave the eggplant parmesan, smell it. Nah, that's not going to be good for my body. That's not going to feel good inside of my body. So I'm not going to go there because I don't want that.
But again, we do give ourselves permission to go there.
Right. Oh, of course. But
I mean, the other day I wanted some pretzels, and I know pretzels don't really work well with my digestive system.
Right.
But I just did it anyway. I paid the price.
Right. Yeah.
But, sometimes you just have to do that mindlessness. And before we give our messages here, Sharon, tell people how they can get you.
So you can get me at sharonshriki@gmail.com, and that's sharonshriqui@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you all. Please keep those letters coming in. Put radio show at the subject, and we love that. And how about you, Steph?
BodyAwe.com, or you can find Sharon and myself on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. We have this beautiful superheroes as our logo, Body Confidence at Law of Attraction. And I should have shut off my phone. I didn't, Sharon. Shame on me. Oh, or boy. Or you can get me at 866-76-COACH, COACH. And again, leave a number that I can get back to you, or I'll see it on my cell phone number. And what would be the one thing that you want people to remember from our time together?
So I think that, food awareness is a good thing to take home from this. You know, just food awareness, that just know what, you know, sometimes like you said, sometimes we just need to medicate, and, you know, for whatever reason we grab something that we know might hurt us, we do it. And that's okay. It's okay. But just be aware of what foods feel good in your body so that you can feel good and choose those foods that make you feel good. And I think that's what I learned from this session.
Okay, before I sign off and give you my favorite food that feels the best in my tummy, what food feels the best in yours?
Oh, good one.
I love putting you on the spot.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, but you're so good at it, so keep doing it.
Yeah, it's a good thing you can't see me because I get all red. All right. Okay. So I think chocolate.
Really? But does that really feel good in your tummy?
I'll tell you, I have no negative feelings from chocolate.
Well, you're a lucky gal. You are so lucky.
Intellectually, I know that there are better foods to eat, but just...
Oh, stop with that intellectual stuff. Come on. Get over it. But you see, your body, if your body digests it, well, then it's good for you. That's why, quote, diets don't work, because what's good for Sharon is not good for Stephanie.
Right. No, for me, like, if I could eat chocolate, I would probably replace dinner with it. But, you know,
that's that. Go ahead. You probably lose 10 pounds. Yeah, for me, it's mangoes.
Oh, yes. Oh, I didn't even think of mangoes, but yeah.
I will share. Don't worry. I'll share.
Oh,
I have
so
enough.
Kind.
But you have to eat them really fast because they get really mushy.
So
I will see you next week.
Definitely. We'll be there.
Okay, kiddo. Adios.
Thank you. Adios.